ancient times, it was believed that the connection with the higher self could overturn any wrong. It could release the black bags that we carry inside that prevent us from our purpose. The black bags that we carry inside that prevent us from knowing our true purpose. And by connecting with the higher self and releasing the things that prevent us from seeing who we truly are, we can discover our life's purpose. To begin, find a comfortable place to sit down, some place where if you drifted off, that would be perfectly okay. Go ahead and do that now. And as you get comfortable, what I'd like you to do is to realize that no matter who you think you are, you are much more than that. You have inside you, an aspect that connects to the higher self. This aspect, also known as the neshama, the essence, and that aspect is in the unconscious mind, in the sphere of Bina, and your unconscious mind, Bina, connected with the third eye, is in charge of all your memories, all of your thoughts, all of your feelings, your emotions, and how you contain them inside you. This part of you, that is the Bina, is in charge of all of these things that would allow you to release the black bags. The black bags that prevent you from knowing who you truly are and why you are here. The higher self through the sphere of Keter is able to come in working with Bina, the unconscious mind, with your permission, and remove the black bags, these limitations, these blocks. These blocks that will prevent you from seeing, feeling, and hearing what it is that you're meant to do in this lifetime. Go ahead and take a nice deep breath. Go ahead then and take a nice deep breath and get in touch with that part of your soul, which is your breath. Take a nice deep breath in through your nose and hold it for a second. And as you exhale, giving yourself permission to do the process that we're about to do, and all you have to do is allow all of the noises in the background to just fall to the wayside. And allow my voice become like a laser focus, allowing you to go to that place. All you have to do is say to yourself, I am ready to release these things that prevent me from knowing who I am. Who I am supposed to be. What I am supposed to do. And what I'm supposed to have in my life. Take another deep breath in through your nose. And exhale. Ah. and having given permission to your unconscious mind, also known as the Sphira of Bina, connected to Keter, to release these black bags, these things that in the past would have prevented you from being who you are and getting in touch with what it is that you need to know. Realize that you have inside you all that you need in order to create your future exactly the way that you want it to be. All you have to do is let go of a few things first to make room for the new you. Is that all right with you? Just go ahead and nod your head if that's okay. A new way of being, doing, having. Go ahead and take another deep breath in. And exhale. Releasing unconsciously any of those black bags that are no longer necessary for who you are. Now at some level, you know what you need to release to discover your life's purpose. And all you have to do is want to let it go. Be ready to let it go. And let it go. To release these things, all you have to do is say, "Dear unconscious mind, dear knowing voice inside, from the realm of Bina, go ahead and light up inside me all of the black bags, the clipot, the layers, the protective layer that have prevented me from knowing why I'm here, all of the curtains that are blocking the light of Ein Sof, the endless purpose of my being. Go ahead and light up inside me, all of them. I no longer need these. They're no longer necessary for my protective connections. All of the black bags that have prevented my purpose from knowing who I am and who I'm supposed to be, why I'm here, and what I am supposed to do, and what I'm supposed to have to be fulfilled in my life. Go ahead and, dear unconscious mind, connected through Keter to Ein Sof, light up these now as we prepare to release them and let them go. Excellent. Now just take another deep breath in. Breath is connected to the soul, the higher self, the neshama, which is also called neshima, which means breathing. The same exact word. Do that exhale, and as you do that, allow your unconscious being through the crown chakra to light up all of the black bags that contain all of the things you've had in your past that have prevented you from discovering your life's purpose. Go ahead and light them up now, including the root cause, the first event that, when disconnected, will allow all of these other black bags to release easily and effortlessly. Go ahead and light them up. The root cause of how you know you have this. Go ahead and light that all up inside. Let it all get lit up inside, and realize that by releasing this, you will release that which has prevented you from your life's purpose, your tikkun. Very good. And as these last black bags get lit up, let's prepare to have the higher self, our Ruach, connected through Keter, the Ara, and the Neshama through Zira and Pin, come in to assist us in the release process. Is that all right with you? Go ahead and nod your head if that's all right with you. The higher self has the ability to make everything all right, the ability to recognize cause, the ability to recognize truth, and the ability to remove a fixation, such as the black bags that have prevented you from achieving what it is that you want to achieve in discovering your life's purpose. Go ahead now and experience your higher self preparing to come in to release the black bags, those things that have prevented you in the past, those black bags. Go ahead and experience that, allowing your higher self to come in inside your unconscious and your body.